Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Thank you because you have not left us without a witness. In every service, someone is saying something about your faithfulness. And this morning, we thank you. Let today answer to each one according to everyone's desire. In Jesus' precious name. When you take God for granted, you are grounded. Since the beginning of time, God has always been confirming His word in our midst. Ask any medical professional. Everyone lives till the day of his death with his blood genotype. Everyone. There are many surgeons and doctors in this service this morning. Such testimonies are not compatible with medical expertise. Last Sunday, someone stood here and had a blood group changed from SS to AA after 37 years, drawing from the same service. And today, two children rescued from the plague of sickle cell anemia, recreated by the power of God, beautified by the glory of Jesus. I'd like you to see that there is something happening here. Now, these two testimonies are a clear show of dominion. A clear show what? This is a clear display of dominion. That the verdict is impossible, but because I'm involved, and with me, God, He said, there is nothing shall be what? Impossible. Whatever has appeared impossible in the eyes of men and by circumstances in your own case, God is going to show up like He did for those fellows. Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will walk a walk in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. I will walk a walk in your days. Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 5. Which you will not believe, even if you are told. And I've heard a surgeon say that the change of blood genotype is like changing a man into a woman. So, medically, it is not reasonable. It is not mentioned. That is, you are hearing it like this, it's not true. They checked you, said, no, check again. There is something wrong with the equipment. That's not limited to the area of healing. It covers all areas of human existence. I will walk a walk in your days that you will not believe, Even if it was told you, it will be too much for you to agree that that could be real. It is what you believe that you become. As many as believed him, to them gave he power to become. John chapter 1 verse 12. You believe before you can become. What you don't believe, you cannot become. In Isaiah 28 and verse 21. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Come and say strange work and strange act. And he said, I am the Lord, I change not. I am still in the business of strange work and strange acts. Strange. Strange. Strange work and strange acts. My strange work. And bring to pass my act, my strange act. Now look at a word of caution here. In verse 22. Now therefore, be ye not mockers. Don't mock my strange work. Don't mock my strange act. Why? Lest your bands be made strong. So when you mock my strange work and you mock my strange act, your bandage is made strong. Your situation became worse. Let me just stop that. What is a change SS to AA? You don't know what you are looking for. You are looking for an incurable plague by mocking his strange work and mocking his strange act. Now therefore, be ye not mockers. Everyone who mocked the acts of prosperity in this commission, they are still victims of abject poverty till tomorrow. They're struggling because they didn't see that precaution. Now therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. When you mock God, you become a mockery. When you mock his act, you become a reproach. Somebody said he carried sores for 17 years, and as his feet was washed, slept over the night, and the sores dried up. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is testifying. He said, it's nonsense. What are they talking about? It's just a biological, natural, process. When you put your feet inside cold water, there is a stiffening of the cells. He said, I've heard from the Lord God that a great consumption is upon the whole earth to deal ruthlessly with everyone mocking the acts of God. Everyone mocking the acts of God. We have demonstrated in these testimonies today the dominion of Christ over all life situations and circumstances. The dominion of Christ. The dominion of Christ. Somebody came here the other time. He said he thought that they normally tell people what to come and say. So he went to the testimony corner to see whether they would tell him what to say. And he was surprised they were asking the people, what has the Lord done for you? Amen. Thank God he found out. If he did not find out, he would have died a victim. A victim of life circumstances. But he found out, and God wiped it off. Neither be ye mockers, lest your bands be made strong. This is what God has determined to do throughout the whole earth. That when you mock my act, I turn you to a mockery. God has vowed to set a seal of dominion over you this year. And as you celebrate dominion testimonies, as you celebrate dominion testimonies, your own dominion will be established by the hand of God. Strange work and strange act. A student in the year 2000 is talking of a house, is talking of a car gift, is talking of this and talking of that. How? An opportunity came by, he grabbed it with all his heart, and God turned his captivity. Somebody's grabbing one opportunity today that will mark the beginning of beginnings in his life. He said, I had 100,000. I sacrificed it all. I was left with a bag. So I took my bag and I went on my journey. And the heavens opened. And the heavens opened. And the heavens opened. And the heavens opened. This morning, heaven will open over the head of everyone who can see a divine opportunity in what is happening here this morning. Luke chapter 5. I'll be speaking on supernatural empowerment for wealth. Supernatural empowerment for wealth. And our anchor scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord, your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish to you the covenant that is swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. So that covenant is a present, continuous, tense covenant as it is this day. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant that is swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. So it's a present, continuous, tense covenant. It's enforced till now and remain enforced tomorrow. As it is, as it is. So the evidence of the validity of that covenant is always visible on ground. Canaan land is a clear evidence of that covenant. The entirety of this community is a clear evidence. Power consumption in Canaan land is more than the whole of water. It's a clear evidence of that covenant as it is this day. Many of you are express symbols of the validity of that covenant in this service this morning. Many of you sitting down here are express symbols of the validity of that covenant today. He said, as it is this day, there is an empowerment that brings you into that realm of wealth. And if you look at that realm, he said, you will have need of nothing in that land. It's the realm of more than enough. He said, you shall eat bread without scarceness. A strange land. I see God bringing you permanently into that strange land. I feel like reading that to open you up to what we're talking about. It's a strange land, a land that is seemingly impossible to live in. It's so strange that everybody may tell you it is impossible. Just like they will tell you it is impossible for SS to be chained to A. They will tell you there is no such land where you have need of you have no need of anything on the earth. But if God says there is, then there is. Can I hear your amen? Hear what he said here. Verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. That is the land you are coming into. That is the land your God is bringing you into. And those of us who are living there already, that is the land we live on forever. Verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. A land of brooks of waters, of fountains and depths, that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, of pomegranates, a land of oil, olive and honey. Now look at verse 9. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. That's the land. That land looks an impossible land in a world of need. But God said, I'm bringing you into a land where you will eat bread without scarceness. Where you will not lack anything in it. A land where everything will be fortune. This is a covenant fortune land. Come and say fortune land. This is a covenant fortune land. Everything turns into gold. And verse 18 says, you are going to see these things happening, but you must remember, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So there is an empowerment involved. You can't walk into this land except you are so empowered. This morning, God is going to empower you to access this land and reside there. I said, you will access this land and you will reside there. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish to you the covenant that is swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, who has empowered you to become resident in a land where you eat bread without scarceness, in a land where you lack nothing in it. You shall remember that you have been empowered by God to become resident in this strange land. Oh God. The covenant fortune land is a land of reality. It is real. It's accessible. It's tangible. Many are there today. You will join that company of men of fortune. Luke chapter 5. These were major professionals. They were at the point of frustration in their career. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Verse 1. Now verse 2 said, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets in frustration. The night is over and there is nothing to go home with. We have suffered the cold and the tempest of the sea. There is nothing to show. They were washing their nets. Many people are about throwing in the towel in this service. But I'm glad to let you know, God is giving you a new and powerful beginning today. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would let out a little from the lamb. And he sat down and taught the people out of the tent. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We have toiled all night. There are people here who have toiled all weeks and months and years and have taken nothing. They've tried all techniques. It amounted to nothing. They have tried to look for every kind of relation and friends. They have taken nothing. They have tried to improve their skill. They had to undertake fresh courses and programs, but they have taken nothing. Simon said, nevertheless, at thy word. So the word of God is the seed of a new beginning. The word of God. The word of God is the seed of a new beginning. Nevertheless, at thy word. At thy word. I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. Come and say breakthrough. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. At thy word, nothing was converted to superabundance. At thy word, the nets began to break and the boats began to sink. At the word of God. At the word. The thing is there. Sea never dries. It will never be hard that there is no more fish in the sea. But you are not deep enough for a catch. It's there, but you are not deep enough for a catch. Launch out into the deep. And when they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. And they called on friends to come and share with them, and the boats began to sink. Net breaking, boat sinking, breakthrough. That is where God is bringing you into this year. Net breaking, boat sinking, dimensions of breakthrough. that's where God intends to bring you into this year. When Peter saw it, he fell down at his feet, the feet of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man. I've never seen this." This is contrary to every professional ethics in fishing. See at the word of God. Net breaking, boat sinking, breakthrough. At the word of God. Not the word of God they wrote. Not the word of God they confessed. But the word of God they applied. And when they had this done, not when they had this said, not when they had this written, when they had this done, when they did it, it is doing it that brings you into that realm of net breaking, boat sinking, breakthroughs. When they had this done, that my son in the Lord, when he had this done, 100,000 in response to an opportune sacrifice. When they had this done, while his colleagues are still looking for job, he was employing people. When he had this done. Nevertheless, at that word, I will let down the net. I will. It is my will. I'm willing to obey. I'm not testing you. I have heard your word, and it's my will to subscribe to it. I will let down the net. And he did. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the nets began to break, and the boats began to sink. When he had this done, he heard the word, he chose to do, and he did what he was told. And then he came into a land of fortune. It is that land of covenant fortune that I believe God wants to bring you into today. That land of covenant fortune. There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. Where the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall see other beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet other beautiful shore. There is something about this covenant land. Many never stepped there all their life. They live in a land of struggles when they have a choice to live in a land of fortune. They live in a land of struggles when they have an open choice to live in a land of fortune. Nevertheless, at the word. So the word of God is your passport. The application of the word of God is your visa. The continuity of the practice of the word of God is your resident permit. Did you understand what I'm saying? The word of God is your passport. How do I say that? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all that he tells you, that the Lord your God will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. You shall be blessed in the city and blessed as the city. All these blessings will come to you and overtake you. That's fortune. Being overtaken by blessings. You remember that? In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 to 14. That is your passport to a land of fortune. It's the word of God. You diligently hearken. My word first. Then these blessings will come to you and overtake you. You shall be blessed in the city, blessed outside the city. You shall lend always and you shall never borrow. That means you shall have lack of nothing in that land. God's word is your passport. That is the first thing you must possess in your quest to arrive in this land of fortune. What is God saying to do? In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book, come and say this book. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. And observe to do. And then you shall make your way prosperous. And you shall have good success. So God's word, the book, is your passport into this land of fortune. That is number one thing you must possess. Number one thing you must possess is the word of God. Nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the light. He had the word, and he chose to obey the word. And he went ahead to actually obey the word. And then the heavens opened. Somebody's heaven is about to open this morning. Somebody's heaven is about to open this morning. Psalm 126. What will happen in your life before this year is over? Even people who see it, we still have a problem believing it. Because what has happened to him? What is going on? I know this man. I know this woman. What's going on there? Now you see, that is when you correctly position yourself. I'm not talking about gimmicks. I'm not talking about games. I'm not talking about Lagos smartness. I'm talking about walking in the integrity of the truth. I'm talking about reaching out to heaven for a change of your position by covenant practice. 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with what? Laughter. And our tongue with what? Singing. And then said they among the heathens, the Lord has done what? Great things for us. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with them. Precious seed. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we read in verse 23, precious seed here does not just imply the quality of a material seed you are sowing. It implies, much more importantly, holding the precious word of God, holding to your practice of the precious word of God, even if it means with weeping. The Bible said, ye are born again, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. 1 Peter 1, 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But by the incorruptible seed, so is the precious word of God. When you hold on to your practice of the word, even if it means in tears, he said, you shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the results with you. That means every turn around is triggered by the word of God. He that goeth forth and weepeth, but bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Shall doubtless come with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, how did he turn it? He that sows in tears shall reap with joy. He that holds on to the precious word of God, even when it required weeping, he shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You have toiled enough. It's time to possess your possession. You have toiled enough. And except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen are awake but in vain. Psalm 127 and verse 1 to 3. It is in vain you got up early in the morning and went to bed late in the night, eating the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9:16. The battle is not to the strong, neither the race to the swift, neither yet favor to men of skill. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. And Proverbs 10:22. It is the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10:22. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Romans 9:16. Psalm 127, verse 1 to 3. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Every good and perfect gift coming from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. Now, it all implies that without God, your struggle continues. That's why I said, I know you know many ways, but until you return to me, your struggle continues. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Or say it this way, return unto me, and I will restore unto you. I will restore. I will restore. When you return, God will restore. Somebody's destiny is just about to be restored this morning. One of us gave a testimony this morning. He said he had me saying that every one of you that has a dime in this camp house project, that God is going to give you a shelter. And you see how shelter came? Gift coming from everywhere, and now they are landlords. It's important for me to say this at this point. Obedience is what empowers for abundance. Obedience of faith is what empowers the saints for abundance. Come and say obedience of faith. Obedience of faith. Not obedience of doubt. Obedience of faith is what empowers the saints for abundance. Obedience of faith. Obedience of faith is what empowers the saints for supernatural abundance. Obedience of faith. Obedience. You know what he said? If they will obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Job 36 verse 11. If they obey. So obedience is the gateway to abundance. If they obey, not if they proclaim, not if they confess, not if they preach. If they obey, as they serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him. Job 36 verse 11. And in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. In Job 22, verse 21, acquaint now thyself with God, and you'll be at peace. Thereby shall good come unto you. And what? Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Come and say the law. A law is instituted to be obeyed. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then you shall put iniquity far from your tabernacle. Then you shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. That's what he said. Receive the law. Put away iniquity. Don't play pranks. Return. And then you shall be built up, and you shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. You see, if you look at Job 22, verse 22, return. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, return. That means until you come online with me, your struggle continues. You must come to appreciate what I am saying and apply yourself to it, or the struggle continues. And I must say this to you, with all sense of responsibility, God has ordained this commission as a pay-setting commission in bringing to birth the reality of his supernatural abundance for the body of Christ on this earth today. Now, I'd like you to know that that means you are very significant as an individual. As far as God is concerned, in demonstrating to the world that God has more than enough to get his job done and to bless humanity through the church. Very important. You have to return. You have to return and be willing to employ the obedience of faith in your response to the terms of the covenant. Come and say the terms. The terms of the covenant. And when they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes, and their nets break, and they beckon on others to come. People are going to begin to come your way now. Because what God will do with you will be more than what you can carry by yourself. It is your obedience that gives you access to the abundance of the sea. That is, you enter a realm that never knows dryness. No matter the drought on the earth, sea never dries. Hello? Whatever dries up the sea has wiped up human life. Sea never dries. Do you know, as you reposition today, today will be the last day you will know dryness in your life. Sea never dries. And he said, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. Isaiah chapter 60. That means I'm going to give you access to abundance as it obtains in the sea. The sea that never dries. The sea that never dries. The sea that never dries. That's where you're coming into. You are coming to the realm of abundance after the order of the abundance of the sea. No matter the drought, the sea remains the universal water reservoir for human life. It is there, permanently there. If there is no more animal in the woods, there must be fish in the sea. It never dries. It never dries. The abundance of the sea. The abundance of the sea. The abundance of the sea. And what brings you there? Obedience. Obedience brought Peter there. Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. The nets began to break and the boats began to sink. Remember when Jesus came out of the grave and he was appearing to his disciples? He came to them in John 21, verses 5 and 6. Children, have ye any meat? They said nothing. He said, cast your net on the right side. They were on the wrong side. Many of you have been on the wrong side. On the wrong side. You know what I mean by wrong side? You are praying and fasting for abundance. That's wrong side. It doesn't call for prayer at all. It calls for obedience. You have been on the wrong side. People are joining you. They are praying deliverance for you. You're on the wrong side. Wrong side of the boat. Jesus said, cast your net on the right side. And when they did this, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. On the right side. From the right side. From the right side. You have been going about with your relations, with your brothers, with everybody you know in power, writing notes every day. You see, I'm around, I'm available. Do you know this syndrome? Who you know is what matters. Has even crept into the church. The church has lost its dignity to who you know. But I can tell you with all sense of humility, I know no man after the flesh as far as this commission is concerned today. There is not one man under heaven that I owe secret appreciation for. If not for you, where will you have been now? Not even myself. It is deadly. What am I talking about? Your God is more than enough. What men and women could not get done in your case, God will rise in your favor this week. What is man? That's what the Bible says, that thou art mindful of him. What's man? He said, vain is the help of man. Help is coming from above for you today. Obedience, 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 obedience. So for you to be empowered for abundance, just get empowered for obedience. And abundance becomes a natural sequence. When you are empowered for obedience, abundance becomes the natural sequence. That's the natural consequence. It follows. It follows naturally. When you are empowered for willful obedience, delightsome obedience, excited obedience, abundance becomes the natural sequence. Abundance, supernatural abundance becomes the natural sequence. It comes on. It comes on. When you are empowered for obedience, then abundance becomes the end result. When you are empowered for obedience, you don't know how weak darkness is until you begin to walk in the light. When you are walking in the light, you have no occasion for stumbling. The reason you are fighting demon forces against your business is that you are not walking in the light. When you are walking in the light, demon forces give way on their own. For that light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I'm sure you all know that this church is a major concern to the world of darkness. Now, and if witchcraft in utter is noted to be a most notorious witchcraft in the world, where were they when this church is breaking bands on every side and there is no way in? Because darkness will never attempt an attack on light. You never find darkness in a meeting planning how to attack light. Have you seen that before? The appearance to light means the disappearance of darkness. You know, it's not that darkness will die. Darkness will disappear. It will fade away. It will be non-existent. It will vanish. So when you walk in the intensity of the covenant light, forget about witchcraft, forget about occultic powers, forget about what somebody said and somebody said and somebody told, forget about nothing. For that light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And that is the true light that lighted every man that comes into this world. Show me a delightsome tither that worships God with his tithes. Show me an excited sacrificer that bears his sacrifice. And he's bringing out a sacrifice indeed marked by God as a sacrifice, well pleasing and acceptable to me, a sweet smelling savour. Show me a man like that that is still at the same spot. I would tear my Bible. Show me a man like that. You are not sincere. Many people in the church are not sincere. They are not sincere. I have never knocked on anybody's door till tomorrow. Can you be of help? 22 years have passed. You know what I'm talking about. Many of you are not trusting God. You are testing God. Lord, this is the title. If in 4 weeks nothing happens, if you see my leg, I cut it. You are testing God. You are not trusting God. And thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. It's a fearful thing for a mortal man to be testing the faithfulness of God. I brought a sacrifice to the Lord one day. What a privilege. And God said to me, from his mouth to my ears and my heart, my son David, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. I heard them, not that somebody said. Nobody prophesied that to me. I heard them by myself. There's a kind of sacrifice that touches God that makes him swear. Now, for your financial dominion to be a reality, you must hit that point this year where a sacrifice from you triggers something from the heart of God in your direction. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Somebody is going to enter into his financial dreamland this year. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, we became the talk of the town. The talk of the town. The Lord has done great things for them. We kept answering, the Lord has done great things for us. We are off. We are glad. Somebody is going to enter into his financial dreamland this year. There were two occasions in scriptures, among others, where a sacrifice turned the captivity of people. You remember Genesis chapter 22? Genesis 22, Abraham took his only begotten son Isaac at the commandment of the Lord. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and come along with me, and you will sacrifice him to me upon a mountain that I will show you. God is a humorous God. He took him to a mountain 3 days' journey. Come and say 3 days' journey. So he could have every opportunity to change his mind. 3 days. Old man, 3 days. Trekking. Going to the mountain. And as soon as he picked this boy, he did it willingly. He rose up early in the morning. He did it trusting. To slay his boy, the voice came, hold it. Behold, there is a ram here in the thicket. Lay not your hand upon that child. And he did. They took the ram in the place of Isaac. And the voice of the Lord came to him the second time. By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, that in blessing I will bless you. Look, God was swearing. It is only an acceptable sacrifice that moves God to swear. God was swearing. God was swearing. And I tell you, when God swears, man's struggles end. When God swears a blessing, then your struggles come to an eternal end. This year, you are going to hit that point where God will swear his blessing on your life. In case you don't read it when you get home, I better read it here. Genesis 22. And I read verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. Come and say the second time. Verse 16. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because what? Thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. You see, obedience. Obedience of faith is what launches you into the realms of supernatural abundance. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thou hast obeyed my voice. I have come to know over the years that the altar of sacrifice is the altar of turnarounds. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of new beginnings. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of breakthroughs. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of breakthroughs. It doesn't matter how hard you preach it as a preacher. I've seen many fine preachers who are swimming in abject poverty. It's not how well you preach it, it's how well you practice it. 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 There is a law. The law is that seed time and harvest shall not cease. That is the covenant basis for supernatural wealth. Genesis 8:22. Seed, time, harvest. Not the following day. It's not money doubling. Seed, time, harvest. It is done willingly. It is done cheerfully. It is done in faith. And then God is committed to confirm. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? It's done willingly. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted. According to what a man has, and not according to what he has not. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12. If there be first a willing mind. So it is not a thing you force. It's that's allowed to be forced on you. It's a thing you do willingly. Otherwise, it's not acceptable. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted. It is accepted. First. Come and say first. First. And we are told also God loves a cheerful giver. So we do it willingly. We do it cheerfully. And of course, we do it in faith. For whatever is not done in faith is sin. So we do it in faith. Listen to me. It's so important. The altar of sacrifice by covenant is the altar of breakthroughs. And so when you are empowered to rear an altar of sacrifice to the Lord with delight, willingly, cheerfully, and in faith, you enjoy unending breakthroughs. Come and say unending breakthroughs. Unending breakthroughs. Somebody has asked me, he said, what do you consider is the secret of the prosperity in this church? I said, nobody is forced to do anything. Am I talking? Is that the truth? Is that the truth? Each one is allowed to offer to the Lord willingly as God enables him. No one knows what somebody else does. Everybody has equal access to God and in the tabernacle. No one is ever harassed for not doing something. Neither is anybody celebrated for doing something. So it's an atmosphere that is conducive for supernatural blessing. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted. And I said, you know, the reason we have breakthroughs here is because we have a willing army. What do we have? A willing army. You are not waiting to be coerced or pressurized to serve the Lord in one capacity or another. You are on the highway. You are in the sanctuary. You are doing your thing with every excitement on your own. It is accepted if it is done willingly. God responds when it's done cheerfully. And when you do it in faith, God is committed to confirm. Now, listen to me. I want you to understand this. That every time you hear of a sacrifice, no another opportunity has come knocking. Every time. Every time. He said, turn again. Come and say, turn again. The best is not there yet. Turn again. It is turning and turning and turning and turning that brings you ultimately into the fullness of God's destiny for your life. There are individuals here that their obedience has to do with the welfare of some nations. That if they will position themselves today, they have a destiny with God that will make them as an individual affect a whole nation. Abraham's obedience is affecting generations of Israel till now. How much more will your qualitative obedience qualify you to affect a nation permanently. They said, because you have obeyed my voice, by thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I'm not aware of the certain nation where there are no Israelites. And they are not there, just there. They are always there indeed. They always hold the reign wherever they are. That's what will happen to the winner's family. That's what will happen to you in person. He said, because thou hast done this thing, there is one thing that a man does that opens him up to everything. Thou hast done this thing. Thou hast obeyed my voice. I swear that in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying I will multiply you. Thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. And by thy seed, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Because you have obeyed my voice. First Kings chapter 3. As we begin to round up. It is that grace you are going to receive here today that will position you tirelessly for obedience of faith to the terms of the covenant as a way of life. As a way of life. You are not faking it. You are simply living it. 1 Kings chapter 3. Let us see another altar of sacrifice here. And verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the sons of David his father, only sacrifice and burnt offerings and incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. That was his way of life. He went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. What did he do there? Now, for that was the great high place, 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. That's a breakthrough question. Ask. Open check. And Solomon worshiped the Lord. He said, all I want is to be able to please you in the new assignment you are giving me. And God said, I've heard you. I'm giving you wisdom beyond what any man has in your days. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, verse 11, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have you asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou as asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. And verse 13, I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. You know, financial breakthrough does not require you asking. It's just doing. Come and say doing. He went to sacrifice 1,000 burnt offerings. And God said, you see, I have a covenant that every time I see a sacrifice, I'm committed to confer a breakthrough. I've seen your material sacrifice, and I'm under obligation to bring about a material breakthrough for you. You didn't ask for it, but my covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. I've given you that which you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Riches and honor coming forth from the altar of sacrifice without asking for it. Abraham never asked. Abraham simply obeyed. What am I talking about this morning? You are here on a breakthrough ground. You will no more be a victim of breakdowns in your life. Right now, people are online on the internet and they are tapping into testimonies in faraway nations. And the husbandman that labored should be the first partaker of the fruits. Therefore, I believe that today's service is marking the beginning of beginnings for someone here in the name of Jesus. It is not enough to know what to do. It is to have the grace to do it. You need to be empowered to obey God. Come and say empowered. You need to be empowered to obey God. You need to be empowered to obey God. You need help for continuity of obedience. You need help. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It's so interesting. It describes this land one more time. A very strange land. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Come and say, grace of God. That grace is coming on you now. Listen to verse 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. What a paradox. In deep poverty, yet very rich in liberality. Come and say, grace of God. Because it's liberality that will convert your poverty to prosperity. When you are rich in liberality, you can't live in poverty. It may appear like poverty for now, but it is prosperity next door. Can I hear your loud amen? For to their power, come and say power. How many agree that power is involved here? Power. For to their power, I bear record. And yea, beyond their power. Abba, power. Beyond their power. They were willing of themselves. To their power, I bear record. Hey, he said, no. I mean beyond their power. That's some power from outside. Some power from above. Was behind their kind of enablement. Beyond their power. They were willing of themselves. Praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. In so much that we desire Titus that as he had begun, so he will also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, verse 7, let's read together. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love for us, see that ye abound in this grace also. See that you abound in this grace also. See that this grace is at work in you. The grace of heavenly liberality. Even in the midst of poverty. Obeying God lavishly. So you can come out of your predicament. The grace of God came upon the churches in Macedonia. And that grace made it a great church. That grace is coming upon you today. Yeah. I said that grace is coming upon you today. Yeah. God is able. When you carry that grace, then God steps in to make all grace abound towards you. So that you having all sufficiency in all things. Chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians and verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. So that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Always having sufficiency in all things. When that grace comes, this is the grace that it brings to birth. The end has come to all your financial struggles in the name of Jesus. I've read in my Bible, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall himself be watered unto. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. So this is your season of supernatural fatness. This is your season of supernatural fatness. So every altar, ask people that are sitting down here today, amazing testimonies sprang out of sacrifices. And multitudes are still living in it. Sacrifices, sacrifices, declared prophetically from the altar or spoken to them by God. Prophetically. And as they cash in on that, a new day dawned. May I say this to you? Everyone that has his sacrifice in the Covenant University project, as the Lord liveth, before this year is over, you are going to experience an outpouring of grace after the order of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 and 8 in the name of Jesus Christ. God will prove to you that he's able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may continue to increase in every good work in the name of Jesus Christ. What am I talking about? Whatever has not been able to stop the flow of blessings over this commission will not be able to stop it in your direction. He said, because you have obeyed my voice, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now see, if Abraham remained a blessing to his generation, I decree that because of what you have done, your family lineage will keep drawing virtue of grace from heaven in the name of Jesus. Let me say this. I have seen God before in many, many things. But I'm afraid of what God is doing now, particularly at Covenant University Project. I'm very afraid. Reason, it is absolutely noiseless and has never suffered any strain, not once. Has never suffered any strain. We are already off half a billion the last 3 months of physical cash input to that project, and it's so stress-free. I decree stress-free experience for every of your step from henceforth in the name of Jesus. They are working out. They work all the time. They work in the night. They work in the day. And everybody is paid. Every material is paid for. We're not owing anybody. We are not appealing to someone to come and get his money someday. Nobody was ever given a check that was returned. God just sat there. For everyone participant on that project, the same way God will sit on everything that has to do with you. Now, through that sacrifice, this strange land that many may never believe do exist will be the land where you will live the remaining days of your life. It is impossible for anyone involved in that project to live all through his life without a house that God will build for him to show for that commitment. That means no covenant participant with God on that project will die a tenant. Now, because God never says thank you to anybody. God only blesses people when he's moved. And I'm sure this morning, God is moved to bless you and is proclaiming these things so that these blessings will abound upon your life forever. Not only would you be blessed materially, every covenant fringe benefits that go with the covenant of abundance. Talk about divine health. Talk about divine protection. He said God has built an edge around Job, around his house, and around all that he has. Every covenant fringe benefit, which hitherto you have not been enjoying, I decree that this day marks the beginning of the reality of such covenants in your life in the name of Jesus. Every of our covenant fathers enjoyed long life. That means long life is part and parcel of that covenant benefit. I decree that the fringe, covenant fringe benefit of long life be your portion in the name of Jesus. For everyone tither in this church, God has spoken once, twice have I heard it. The power belongs to God. The power belongs to God. The power belongs to God. I command the activities of the devourers around you, around your career, around your business to come to an end today in the name of Jesus. Say, so I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I stand on his behalf to rebuke every devourer around the life of every tither in the name of Jesus. He said, you rob me in tithes and in offerings. He said, come on now, get back online and prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. For every sacrifice that ever appeared in your name on this altar, this is going to be the beginning of a turnaround for you. In the name of Jesus. Power to walk in obedience with delight, tirelessly, excitedly, receive it today in the name of Jesus. And may all the benefits of the covenant begin to answer in your direction per second, the remaining days of your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rise to your feet, lift up your right hand before we anoint each one here this morning by the power of God for a new dawn, a new beginning. I'd like you to lift up your hands and see your breakthrough in reality. I've toiled all night. I'm going back to the word of God now. I'm going back. I'm returning back to the word of God. I've toiled all night and I've taken nothing. But I've heard your word and I'm returning back now. I have come to understand that it's always a tearful seed that results in a cheerful harvest. 1,000 burnt offerings. Can you imagine 1,000 animals slayed and offered as burnt offering? 1,000. You know 1,000? Sheep? 1,000. God said, no. Who is doing that? He said, Solomon. He said, call him. Solomon, what do you want? A man was trekking from Ikeja to the old church. Trekking for service. Trekking. Isn't that the height of madness? Trekking with two of his children. Trekking. All morning, 5 a.m. Trekking. When this church was being built, they were giving 150 naira, the whole family. 100 for himself, 25 for one child, 25 for another child. He gave his testimony here the year 2001. He's a multi-millionaire today. He was the mockery of everybody until God found him. He stood here. A woman met me and said, I could not even afford to change the tires of my car when I stepped in here. But I hooked on to what is going on here. And she said to me that day, we have just bought a sheep. What is it? A sheep. A sheep. A sheep. What am I talking about? Your turn around is destined to take place now. November 3, 2001. In 20 years' time, a fortune club will arise from within our setup that will be in command of the economy, industry, education, and agriculture. It will affect the social existence of mankind globally. It will compare effectively with any other around the world. It will dictate the pace of the polity of this nation and determine its leadership. It will be the practical fulfillment of Psalm 87. And I said, I see a changed nation. I see an enviable nation. I see a nation clouded with beauty. A land blessed of the Lord. The climax will be a total takeover. This commission will take this nation as an entity. We'll be practically in control of the ongoings. Praise ye the Lord. This came in the heat of standing in God's presence, and it's a pointer to how much you matter in God's end time agenda. And I tell you, covenant practice is the highway to the fulfillment of any man's destiny. Covenant practice. Covenant practice. Covenant practice. Globally, prosperity has become the identity of this mission. That means, globally, prosperity is going to become your identity. In all that you do, he said, you shall be the head and not the tail. He said, you shall be above only and shall not be beneath. You've heard stories of people. It's about time for them to hear your story. Jesus said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This morning you'll be receiving power to lay down everything God commands you in your privacies. Every prophetic declaration you have, power to plug in so you can connect with the blessings that follow. So shall it be. Because you have done this thing, whatever is tampering with your seed at work, in your home, is cursed today. Because you respond to this call, before you call, God will begin to answer you. And while you are here speaking, he will begin to confirm. A place of rest that you have been longing for in your career becomes a reality today. A place of rest in your marriage becomes a reality today. Because you have obeyed his voice, everything that is arranged by the devil to mock your destiny is cursed on your behalf today. Before you are done with it, blessings to prove the benefits of obedience will begin to come your way. Every form of distraction that can dislodge you from obeying what you have decided and determined to do is removed off your way today. Between now and next Sunday, expect a net breaking, boat sinking encounter with divine fortune in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. The yoke of disobedience, the yoke of deception that makes anyone see God as a cheat and see the word of God as a trap, that yoke is destroyed today. This is called the oil of joy, the oil of gladness. That means you will not lack the cheerfulness required to make your sacrifice acceptable anymore in the name of Jesus. Jesus says, suffer it to be so now. Suffer it to be so now. He said, no one took it from me. I laid down by myself. Power to willingly obey God at all times and on all issues. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. He said, to their power, I bear record. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. They were praying us with much entreaty. Let us give. Let us give. We want to give. In spite of their poverty, their liberality was a wonder. Grace to liberally make yourself available in obeying God and His command on all issues. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Now hear this. The same grace upon this commission that has not allowed her to experience a dry season for years, the same grace comes upon your life today. By this anointing, I decree your access to a dimension of wealth after the order of the abundance of the sea in the name of Jesus. Within the next 4 months, I decree commotion of encounters with divine fortune for you. As you position yourself with delight in your covenant obligations, in fulfilling your covenant obligations, in tithes, in offerings, in sacrifices, in hospitality, in every charity work, I decree that the world will find it difficult to believe your experience of fortune in the name of Jesus. This mission undertakes billions of expenditure without any announcement in church by virtue of divine favor. From henceforth, you will not make noise again to make news. By this encounter today, what Abraham meant to his generation, the same thing you and I will mean to this generation. Every satanic interferences with your decision to walk in the covenant, by this anointing, it is cursed today. He said, these blessings will come to you and overtake you. I decree grace for qualitative obedience that will bring you to the realms of blessings overtaking you in the name of Jesus. In the same vein, I decree every covenant fringe benefit of this covenant of abundance. I mean divine health, I mean divine protection, I mean long life, I mean the securing the destiny of your children. Receive it in the name of Jesus. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. And we have said power to get wealth comes out of power to give, power to lay down, power to lay down willingly, cheerfully, and in faith. It's your portion by this anointing today in the name of Jesus. Place on your forehead and prophesy your own delivery. It's done. Whatever is not permitted to happen to covenant people no longer happens to you. It is done. In Jesus' name. By this anointing, welcome to your season of net breaking, boat sinking, order of breakthroughs in the name of Jesus.
this anointing. Welcome to your season of net breaking, boat sinking, breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. It is over.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548, or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come here.